you realize Mormonism is not of God?
Yes, it is.
They don't even believe Jesus was God.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know Mormonism is not of God?
Yes.
Oh, you don't still go there?
No.
Oh, you left that. Well,
yes,
praise God.
Yes.
Do you go someplace now? Or?
I'm in the process of looking for another church. Because I was Mormon, and then I quit being Mormon because of all the false teachers.
Okay, so you go nowhere now?
No.
You're not united with anybody of all the false religions?
Nope. See, I was baptized 7 times. I was baptized Roman Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist, Baptist,
oh my,
Methodist.
You bounced around.
Yeah.
So you know what? Can I help you?
Yeah.
You're not going to find the truth in those places.
That's why I was searching for the truth.
Yeah. Could I take you over to my husband? Let's go. He would love to talk to you about all that. That's what we're out here for, is people who actually want to hear the truth. You can share with him. He don't belong here.
What's that?
He's not part of this.
Yeah, how's it going? Yeah.
Good.
Young man, what's your name?
I'm John.
John, I'm Tupos.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How can I help you today?
Well, I was telling her that I was baptized Mormon, or I was baptized 7 times.
7 times?
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
I was baptized Roman Catholic, but I didn't believe in the Catholic part.
Good for you.
And I was baptized Seventh-day Adventist, but I don't believe what the Seventh-day Adventists believe in.
Good for you.
I was baptized Baptist, but I don't believe what the Baptists.
Good for you.
The Methodists.
Good for you.
The Episcopalians.
Good for you. All of them are the same.
And the Mormons.
Oh! They're a full-blown cult.
Yes, they are.
The other ones are false, but the Mormons actually have a total false Jesus. Well, actually, this is a false Jesus, too, and we can talk about that. So what are you anything now?
No.
What are you doing here?
Can I get something to drink, and then I'm going to the park.
Yeah, I mean, you're just walking through or whatever.
Yeah.
So you live here?
Yes.
So you don't go to church system today?
No.
So can we give you some hope and encouragement?
Yes.
This is not biblical Christianity.
It's not.
No. This is flesh, entertainment, millionaires on stage, selling the things of God. You know the Bible? What did Jesus make a whip for, John 2? Turned over tables.
I forgot.
Selling the things of God. So never want to sell the things of God. We want to give freely. What if I charge you for a gospel card? Hey, it's a dollar. Here you go. So how are you living your life now? What do you have a faith in Jesus? Or are you confused and are you hurt and harmed by all those false cults, groups?
No, I still read my Bible.
Good.
And I still try to do what God wants.
Can I ask what Bible? You said John?
King James Version.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah. King James is good. It does have some errors, translation errors. Like, can I give you one example? The word Easter is found, I think it's Acts 12. That's a bad translation. It should be Passover.
Passover?
Yeah. And so if you look at, do you ever look at Greek and Hebrew words?
Yes, I did.
Do that.
Because the first Bible that I ever came here was the Jehovah Bible.
Okay, yeah. So look at, roast marshmallows over that, maybe. Same thing with NIV, same thing with Message Bible. King James is good. If you struggle with the King's English, which I do sometimes, these and don'ts and thous,
right.
New King James is okay. Still, look at the Greek and the Hebrew words. And that was an example. They used the word Easter. So what do you do now? So let me ask a question. Do you consider yourself a follower of Jesus?
Not at this moment.
Okay. Why?
Because of all the places I've been.
So do you think, John, you've ever truly been born again?
Probably not.
Okay. That's good. You know that.
Yeah.
That's good. So you can remove all the confusion. I wasn't born again, unborn again, went here, went there. You can say you were like me and my wife, deceived in man-made religion of the world. How old are you, sir?
I just turned 38.
Okay, 38. So I'm 60. So I was deceived until I was 45. My wife was deceived until she was about 40. And we repented and came to the biblical gospel, and it's on that card. So that's encouragement for you. Don't let these wicked false men and false people. How foolish would this be? Ready? Don't you see that food truck right here? See that food truck?
Yeah.
What if he served you poison food?
I want
to
eat it.
Then what if you went down to the other food truck and he served you poison food?
I want
to
eat it.
What if you went to another food truck and he served you poison food?
I want
to
eat it.
And then what if you said, I'm so mad at all these food places, I'm never going to buy food from a food place, a grocery store, nowhere. I'm going to stop eating.
Then I'll starve to death.
You would die.
Yes.
So don't judge God for all these false people. So what I would encourage you to do, and if you want help, we're here for you, study the scriptures. Become a Berean. Do you know about that in Acts 17?
No.
In Acts 17, it said they had a readiness of mind. That means, I love the Greek words, prothumia. Sounds like a disease, right? Oh, I got prothumia. But it means a readiness of mind to hear the word of God. You might have that because you're not mocking. You're listening. A lot of these people walking by that claim to be churchgoers, do you know what they do, John?
They mock you.
They mock. They hate. They throw stuff at us. They call the police at us. They get in my face, and you see that we're peaceful. We're standing here with signs. You don't like my sign? Ignore it and move on. So what I would encourage you to do is become a Berean. Acts 17, they were Bereans from Berea, and they studied the Word of God to see what Paul was saying was true. So I want to offer you my website, don'tperish.com. Do you go online?
Yes, I do.
And then I want you to do what they did to Paul. I'm not Paul, but I try to be like Paul. Test every word I say to the Scriptures. I've got thousands of articles there on my teaching blog and on my website that will feed you, will edify you, and it'll give you hope that there's true saints out in the world that aren't a cult, that don't want money, that don't follow the world, don't follow man-made traditions. And then if you're serious, you email me. My email is on this side. You email me and say, hey, I'm John, the guy I met was talking to you. I'll give you my phone number. I'll Bible study with you.
Okay.
And we can have fellowship together. Well, Bible study with you. This is how it goes. If we meet somebody, because I don't know you.
Right.
You don't know me.
Right.
I could be fooling you and I'm a Satan worshiper. I'm not. But check out my website. You could be fooling me, but you look like an honest man. Contact me. We'll study the Bible. If you and I are serious about truth, I'll hook you up with some other brothers online that'll edify you every day in the Word. And even if they're not right with you, do you work?
Not right now. I'm
okay.
For work.
What do you do?
I'm right now with your kitchen pack.
Oh, okay.
I was working at Mark Martin's.
Okay. That's good work. You know what? My brother works in a factory and works on wood parts. And then you know what he does for a part-time job?
What's that?
Dishwasher. Good, honest, hard labor.
Yep.
I love that.
I was doing dishwashing too. They make good money.
They do. He makes
17 bucks an hour.
Well, he makes 15 part time. I was like, wow, I wish I'd had that when I was in eighth grade.
Right.
That was a long time ago. So I would encourage you, start with the gospel. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. You believe he is who he said
he was.
His first ministry words were, John, repent. So he's going to call out to you and say, forget them. Look at me, Jesus. Look at Jesus. And he's going to say, repent. John, repent. Will you repent to me? And repentance is, if you really believe Jesus and you believe he holds the keys to eternal life and you believe he can give you eternal life, and what, have you sinned before God?
Yes, I have.
We all have. Do you believe he can wash us clean?
Yes.
He can. He's going to say, if you believe that, John.
This to us as atonement.
Yeah. He's going to tell you, repent. Which means change your mind, change your ways. So anything you do that's outside of God's word, that's called sin. You watch TV and movies.
Yes.
That's worldly and carnal. You look at women and lust. You shouldn't. You are part of politics. There's no hope in politics. That's a man's ways. And I teach about all this on my website. So he's going to say, follow me, John. And you got to work.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to say, follow me out of the world and follow me out of those church systems. You're already out, praise God. And just be a disciple of mine and walk in the Word. And he's already connected you with two people that love you, care for your soul. We don't want your money, John. We want you to open your Bible, come have fellowship with us. I'll hook you up with some other brothers. And by the shed blood of Jesus, repentance to him, you can be born again. Do you know what it means to be born again? What do you think?
To be born again is to have a new mindset and a new heart.
You got it. You know what he does? It's awesome. Does your flesh trip you up to sin sometimes?
Yes.
You know what he does? He doesn't take your flesh away. God wants you to fight and strive. Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way, Luke 13. Otherwise, you'll perish. That word strive means fight. God wants us to fight. You know why? Because anything somebody gets cheap and easy and free, do they really value it?
No.
Somebody buys a young teenager a car, $50,000 car, it's yours free. And if you wreck it and don't take care of it, I'll buy you another one. Are they really going to take care of that?
No.
So God says strive because it's the fruit that we know him. So repentance is striving in holiness and obedience. And when God sees a willing vessel, he'll give you a new heart and mind. And what's great about the Holy Spirit, he ruins you for sin. So let's say a young man, porn is his sin. He looks at women and men on video and all that stuff and acts all that stuff out. God doesn't take it away from you, but you know what God does? He ruins your enjoyment of it. So that even if you try to keep doing it, the conviction is heavier and heavier. And you know what happens? You go, my body might want that stuff, but I hate it. And eventually you choke your flesh out and you no longer love the things you used to love. It changes your heart's desires. So when you're born again, you'll see that. And lights will start coming on, not literal lights, but like you'll read scripture and you'll go, I never saw that before. Wow, this is making sense. Hey, that's me. Hey, that's something that preacher said. Look at, I'm seeing it. And God says, whatever you see, start to obey. And I'll give you more. But guess what happens, John? If you see something and you go, I got to lose my friends and family that love the world and false churchianity and want to cause me sin. I'm not going to lose them, Lord. Is he going to keep giving you more truth?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
He won't. Why?
Because you went back to the
So it's like this. God says, I'm here. The Bible says in James, draw near to God, he draws near to us. If you're not obeying everything he's showing you, are you drawing near to him?
No.
So when you're born again, the fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience. That's keeping God's word. Come out of the world, come out of the church system, and then God's spirit, the brethren will help you. You endure to the end in a saving faith. Does all that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It's right on that gospel. It's not, I just heard, you want to know why we stand against this? I just heard his gospel, the leader, Mr. Green, the leader of this. You know what his gospel was? Jesus came into the world and said, I'll set you free from sin. And if you believe on him, you can have eternal life. Okay, we're going to say a prayer. All of you that want eternal life in Jesus, say this prayer. He said a 30-second prayer. Oh Lord, forgive me for my sin. I want to be a friend of God. Now you have eternal life, you told me. Does that sound like what you read in the Bible?
No.
Nobody prayed a prayer to be... I'm married to my wife. Do you think our marriage was a 30-second prayer and now I never have to love her, obey her, follow after, you know, keep after her, meaning look after her, provide for her, love her like Christ loved the body, and then choose to submit and obey me if I'm godly? It's a lifelong commitment. They've reduced the false Jesus down to like he's a bracelet. Get out of hell card. Just believe in him, you're going to heaven. It's not what the Bible teaches. So I would encourage you, if you really want to follow Jesus, it's really hard on your own. You can do it. But it's really hard to find godly people. Do you know any, I'm going to ask you, do you know any godly people that have come out of the world, come out of the church, and preach and tell you and live? Hopefully you see us living this. We look very different than the world. This isn't an act. Do you know anybody like that?
No.
That's because there's so few. That word few in Mark 7 means puny. I want you to be one of the puny few that are going to find eternal life. So I said a lot. Any questions?
No. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So go forth, open your Bible, read it, check out my website. There's my email. Email me. I'd love to Bible study with you. I believe in this. Hebrews 3:13 says, exhort each other daily. What's a day?
Sunday.
Yeah, well, no, what's a day?
Oh, 24 hours.
Yeah, sun goes up, sun goes down. Yep. So every day, if you and I are brothers and we love each other, and I love you, we should encourage each other. You know why? Satan's coming after you.
Yep.
He's going to be all over you, especially if you start drawing close. Man, he's going to send workers after you. We're supposed to draw close and encourage. And guess what? If I'm stronger than you at a point, I can help. In Moses, in the Bible, they held Moses' arms up. You ever read that?
Yes.
Yeah, they helped hold Moses' arms up. Maybe someday I'll be weak and I need you to hold my arms up. And we do that to each other daily. Churchianity is about flesh fests, an hour-long thing, food, pride and vanity. It's not about seeking Christ in spirit truth. So we've met a couple seekers that may be sheep here. You're one of them. I put in that category. You're who we come for. We suffer all the ire of these people. They call the police on us and threaten to get beat up and throw things at you and call you names and lie about you. That's why I have a body camera. Why would I have a body? You think I'm trying to get famous from this?
No.
I have a body cam because they tell the police he's chasing people and threaten to hit him with their sign. And I said, you want to see my body cam video? And they're like, no, you don't. Wicked liars. A Presbyterian pastor called the police on me the other day, and I was sitting in a public park, not even bothering him. He came up to me and argued with me, and he called the police on me. Your worst enemies, if you go to follow Jesus, will be modern pastors and the people that go to the churches. The guy in the gutter won't be your worst enemy. He'll say, hey man, go to church or follow Jesus. That's a good thing. They're going to be your worst enemy, so be on guard. Are you kind of a loner, or do you have a lot of family and friends?
No, I'm a loner.
Good.
That's because I like to do things for myself.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe God's calling you because that's what you'll need, because you're not going to have a lot of brothers and sisters, but you know too. So we're here for you. Anything that I can remember you in prayer? I'm not going to pray out here. I don't pray out in public. But is there anything I can remember you in prayer? John, from this fest, in prayer so we can help you.
Looking for a job.
Oh, okay.